I don't know about you, but I missed it, and I'm glad I did. Because this international convention, held in Dallas November 14th and 15th, speaks to the fact that while we are living in a time when scientific discoveries are expanding our understanding of the nature of our universe, there are those who are more willing to believe in conspiracies than they are in science. The convention I missed was the Flat Earth International Conference. Yep, there are still people today, supposedly educated people, who believe that our planet is not a globe that floats in the vastness of an ever-expanding universe, but rather a flat disk that is stationary and is contained in a dome along with the sun, the moon, and the stars. Oh, of course, these people aren't stupid enough to believe that one could fall off the edge. Nope. They believe that the Antarctica acts as an ice barrier around the edge, keeping us safe. They believe this, but they're not too sure about gravity, because as they say, no one has seen it. The depth of their imagination and their lack of scientific acumen is staggering. It was reported that about 600 people attended the conference, a conference that any high school science student should know was inane. Even though one can see the curvature of the Earth from a plane, and I imagine some of those folks who went to the convention got there by going on planes, they deny what they were seeing. They call science fake, and they claim that the lunar moon landing was a conspiracy. It all sounds strangely familiar and quite disheartening. And I have to say, no matter how many or how few people adhere to this notion that the Earth is flat, any number is too many. It should be noted that NASA created an easily understandable fact sheet explaining how scientists know the world is round. They even note that 2,000 years ago, the Greeks figured out that the Earth was round. Of course, flat earthers try to use scientific language and the tools of modernity to promote their simplistic views. For me, the fact that people are promoting the idea that the Earth is flat isn't silly and it's not harmless. That which undermines scientific research and in its place shouts fake news is unhealthy and detrimental for a healthy society. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.